Reading the Player's Handbook has given me the biggest D&D boner.
Gross.
I know.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Threftiner Damaro. And with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Oh my goodness. That intro's grossed me out a little bit, I'm not gonna lie.
Why? That hurts my feelings.
Sorry. Please don't kill me.
And Mike Bachman.
Next Kickstarter stretch goal is to get Thrifty a pop filter.
Well,
I love you.
And Tim Lanning.
It is I, Lord Titus Harper, a.k.a. the Blazing Hand, a.k.a. the Tempest.
I can always count on Tim not to...
Who's Tim, fool?
And Nika.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the excitement.
There's so much energy.
I guess
my feelings hurt twice.
What?
Thrifty, ooh. I feel like this episode really pops. Does it really pop?
Look, I didn't need a pop filter before because my mic was half a room away.
Hey, at least now we won't hear when your wife does the dishes, which I will miss. It really set the scene for when we're in taverns and things.
Yeah, listen to the bar wench in the background.
Yeah, the microwave too is pop.
There's definitely microwaves in all the places
Thrifty,
that we go in.
Listen to literally any podcast that's ever been successful ever, and it's always 2 to 3 people shitting on one person. Like, that's the recipe for success.
I am not that person, though. Well,
who's Jerry, though? I think we talked Jerry. About this. I don't know.
We've had a Jerry. Few. We usually end up.
I think Tim's Jerry.
Oh.
You mean Larry?
Larry? Larry Gergich? God damn that show.
Oh, God. It's like that episode of Family Guy.
The one with Bruno Mars?
Yeah, that one.
One day we'll get tired of this.
Hey, guys. No. No. What characters do you guys play in this Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition podcast?
Real play?
Real playing.
We're really playing.
I play Aludra Wormsbane. She's a dwarf warden. Level 11.
I play Tom the Dragonborn. He's a dragon man who's also level 11. And doesn't wear pants. He just Donald Ducks it all over the place.
Donald Duck swag.
I play Jayla, a Deva Avenger, who is also a level 11, and she just wants everyone to be friends.
She also doesn't wear pants.
Yeah, she doesn't wear pants.
She doesn't wear pants also, yeah.
I was reading Samuel Brady's fan fiction, and just his recounting of your discussion with the tavern man, where he's like, what's the best thing you have here? And it's like, salted potatoes? Like, that sounds great!
That's so adorable! Oh, it was great.
This is good.
So, I had salted potatoes last night.
Were they good?
Were they delicious?
Yeah, really good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If last episode, was it last episode where we requested, or was it the episode before where we requested Pregnant Tom fan art?
It was several episodes ago.
It was several episodes ago. So if that has taught me anything, it's that no matter what we request on this show, somebody will make it. And so now I want Donald Duck swag recorded to the tune of Pretty Boy Swag, but with Donald Duck's voice, if you please.
Well, we still haven't gotten Jennifer doing or Aludra doing the turtle face next.
Yes, that where she sinks down into her armor.
So hard.
Someone sent me.
But I'm not gonna just give it to you, chat room. I'm not gonna just do it right now.
Yeah.
So you can screen cap me.
But yeah, we absolutely need that fan art of Aludra.
Oh yeah.
Sinking into her armor.
I believe in you. Make it happen. Make it so.
Please.
We're probably the least gracious group of people on the internet. We just like demanding
community
dances for us. Like,
give me.
I want to give a quick shout out to James Pokerface, who's been making some rad ass maps for us.
Oh, Yeah.
Basically, I don't like 15 hour chatting about it the other day. And he's like, I'm not sure if this is exactly what the world looks like in, you know, each other's heads or whatever, but it is now.
Right.
Yeah. This is it.
It is now canon.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. What are we all drinking? Nika, what are you drinking?
I've got some gin and water, and I've spiced it up with some fresh cut apples and peaches.
That sounds lovely. Wow. That's lovely.
Wow.
Nice fall drink.
That sounds delicious and also contains hard alcohol.
Yes, it does.
For that extra cool factor kick of drinking cool hard alcohol.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what are you drinking?
Oh, guys, I'm drinking water.
All right, we'll skip you.
Tim,
what are you drinking?
Yo. I'm drinking Knob Creek mixed with some Fireball whiskey mixed with some aromatic bitters. It's my garbage cocktail where I just grab things and just pour.
It sounds very artisanal.
It's very good. Mm.
Man, so that's some hard alcohol right there. I'm having I'm drinking some Bullet bourbon.
Oh,
it's
man,
Frontier whiskey.
That's some hard alcohol.
And
wow.
I'm just drinking it just on the rocks. Just straight hard alcohol on the rocks.
Dude shit.
We've got some really hard-ass drinkers here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this is
very
some real
serious
shit.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers are setting me up.
Mike Bogman, what are you drinking, buddy?
Listen, let me preface. let me backpedal, if you will. But sometimes, you know, I was just down at the riverfront. You know, we had the Taste of Peoria. I was down there eating some, you know, some foods. Had some cheesecake on the stick. It was real good. You know, come back. You know, I'm already running a little late. I was 5 minutes behind. What do? You grab the closest thing at hand. For me, it just happened to be Bud Light Lime Raspberitas. Raspberitas.
It seems like he's doing his job, though.
Let me tell you, they're only 8 fluid ounces, but they're also 8% alcohol. So,
hey, man.
That's an alcohol an ounce.
Like,
it gets the
like
job done.
8 whole alcohols. That's a lot.
It's 8 alcohols for me.
Yeah. If you work for an alcohol company and you want to sponsor us, I believe there's another Dungeons & Dragons podcast that gets sponsored-ish by alcohol. Come on, do it with us, too. Be great.
Yeah.
We'll drink all the beer arenas you want.
Yeah, we'll say whatever your alcohol is the best alcohol.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if it gets me hammered, then I will absolutely endorse it.
We're not proud.
You know, proud people. You know what? As long as we're on this train, Wheaties, call me up. I'll be on your box.
Dunkin' Donuts. Shout out last week. Where's Angel?
Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
D&D podcast runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, Kim Kardashian, let's hang out.
Guys, I bought a Groupon for Dunkin' Donuts today, and it was the best thing that happened to me this entire day.
Wow, you made me so sad.
Michael. Listen, Dunkin' Donuts, okay, I guess I'm going to lose this our sponsorship, but you know what's better than Dunkin' Donuts? Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme? Yes.
They have one flour. Better donut.
No, all of them are better.
I don't actually eat the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. I do. I mean, I have, and I like
them. I eat donuts at Dunkin' Donuts one time during the year, and that's PAX East. Before I come over the bridge to the convention center, I stop by that Dunkin'.
Aw, Dunkies.
Nice.
All right, do you want to play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah.
Let's do also it. Also a D&D.
I want to talk about donuts.
Yeah, let's roll.
Did you guys see what I titled our Google chat?
I did.
Dunks and Dragons.
Oh, Dunkin'.
That's our new... Dunkin' Donuts, if you sponsor us, we'll change our names. Yeah. Dunks and Dragons.
I still can't
Where's
find
our
that...
D20?
There's a few in there.
Guys, I have so many choices for D20s nowadays.
Maybe if we change our name to Dunks and Dragons, Wizards would talk to us again.
Yeah. Like, listen, we took that R out, okay?
they'll talk to Geekly.
Are super mad about that?
I'm not mad about it.
Hey, they just sent us...
a cease and desist letter?
No, they just sent us free stuff that we gave away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Who got the basic edition? We gave it to somebody.
Oh, his name's Tesh.
Wait, somebody got mad at us for what?
No, they didn't get mad.
Certain companies who make certain role-playing games don't like...
Well, they're PR.
Certain...
No, it was them.
Oh.
Don't like certain podcasts who have certain... negative things in their titles.
Certain negative moral values and inability.
Like drunks, let's say.
If your name's Dapper Epiphany, you won the starter set. Get back to me. I emailed you. What the heck? What the heck?
With
the H-bomb. Dapper Epiphany, you won the starter set, and we love you.
They should see some of our previous ideas for titles. You ain't never seen so many racial slurs.
Should we roll d20 though?
I already did.
Everyone
rolled d20. I rolled unfortunately.
I got a 14.
Everyone just start yelling numbers.
18.
Wow. 14.
I got a 9.
let me tell you what I actually did is I rolled 5 d20s, nothing over a 4.
What?
Wow.
Are you the new Jennifer?
Well, no. See, what's happened is I used my one good roll for the night right now, and the rest are going to be terrible.
Way to go, Jennifer.
I thank you for that.
Guys.
So, Nika, what happened last week?
I want to bottle up Nika saying,
no!
Like that.
Make my ringtone.
And add it with some balsamic vinegar, avocado,
some bitters,
salt, and cucumber. Mm. Some bitters. Put it over
ice
cream.
I'm just kidding. Trevor Cheek, what happened last week?
Okay, now listen. You guys are probably going to be mad at me, but was last week's episode the one when we went to the bar?
No. It was whenever we went shopping for things.
And we also was in the club.
That's what I was talking about. Oh, that's what I meant. I meant the club, not the bar. Because let's be real, there is a difference between a bar and the club. And we went to the club.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happened, though, right? Like, that was the majority of the episode. I mean, I'm going to explain more. But, okay. So, guys, it was our last night in the only city that's left on the planet. Because, you know, the whole demon thing that we let through. But we're going to go venture out and save some... various people just add some more things to our quest logs.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, let's have us a good time. And so we went to the club, the four of us.
50, what was the club called again?
I believe it was like the Witch's Cauldron.
Oh, you actually have a name? I was going to say you could call it McWhiskey's.
Yes.
No, that's canonical to a different universe.
Right, but we could spread the brand.
I don't know what
that's true.
Is.
You named it. It was like the Witch's Cauldron. Sorry.
Oh, I did.
I'm sure we'll run into a McWhiskey's before you know it.
So we went to the Witch's Cauldron. Mm-hmm. Aludra does not do very well at talking to cute girls. We all discovered she's very awkward. Everyone drank a lot, so much so that Let's see. Let's do the body count. Tom woke up with some sort of a horrific, like, half-orc
lady. Hey.
What?
She was beautiful in her own
way. Okay.
Yeah. She had so many
teeth. Just like that Christina Aguilera song.
Right. She originally didn't have that many teeth, and then Bachman remembered to add in his charisma, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that totally, so. Like, tripled the number of teeth.
The teeth flew back into her mouth. From wherever they were. So Tom woke up next to some... Was it an orc or was it a troll?
It was a half-orc.
A half-orc. We don't know what the other half was.
Well, in theory, a half-orc, the other half is human.
Oh.
Humans fucking.
I feel like that is presumptuous to presume that.
But across the board, it's always human.
I feel like that's bullshit.
Half-elf. Mule.
I don't like mule. It. What if it's a half-dwarf? Half I feel like this is forgetting all the
half-dwarf, half-human is a mule.
Oh, I remember
what
that.
Is a half-dwarf, half-orc? I want to see that.
Apparently their parts don't match.
This is not true. There's so much misinformation
the human
about
dick is like the Rosetta Stone. It's just like fitting everything.
Oh, God. How lucky for you, Titus Harper.
I can fuck everything.
Speaking of Titus Harper's dick, he woke up next to someone he knew from high school who was attractive, but it was a little bit awkward, but
no,
not too bad.
No, I revenge fucked a girl that was mean to me in high school.
Oh, is that what we
did? I rolled good.
Huh.
And then, didn't she die?
She probably got murdered.
Wait a second. Revenge fucked? I don't understand. Why. Were you bad at it and that's why it was a revenge on her?
No, it's like when you're not attractive in high school and then you come back and you have meaningless... Cess.
So you did her so good, and then you were like, nah,
oh,
baby.
God, I hear that.
I gotta go save the world.
Do you guys remember what Tom's fling's name was?
No. What was it?
I believe it was Beyonce Knowles.
Beyonce Knowles.
You're right.
Did I say that? I'm pretty sure I said
that. God, that is good.
It might have been a Bachman special.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I forgot. I went to look up Beyonce Knowles.
Oh, wait, I think you said Beyonce, and then I was like, her last name is Knowles.
Yes, that is what happened.
This is the portion where we fight over the goose.
And that's my goof.
No, that's good shit.
And then if you remember correctly, Zerd the Arcane totally bagged a hot wood elf.
Oh my god.
Lady.
She's a Lady Lucan, pretty much.
Well, I mean, apparently in our world. Wood elves all have foul mouths.
Yeah,
well,
she was like...
They're from the woods. I don't know what that means.
That's racist.
That's where the curses live.
Yeah, swears were invented in the woods.
That's why I swear so much, because I'm from the woods.
Yeah. You also forgot the... I don't know if they have Academy Awards for best performance in a podcast, but Lord Titus Harper visiting his home.
Oh, that did happen! Oh, that was... That actually was legit sad. Maybe I repressed it, because I don't like it. I don't like it when Tim... plays characters who are sad because I always get really sad when he does it. He loves to do it in his comedy, and it always
making people laugh is for suckers.
It always makes me want to cry, so I think I forgot it on purpose.
And then it was like really sentimental up until the part that you got very upset about burning tickets to a arcade house in your basement.
I think it was just That's because I have 1,000 arcade tickets to the local.
Guys, remember last episode? It was so good.
Oh, man. It was
Let's just do that one. That was
okay,
good.
Okay, here's a point, though, that I kind of didn't think about in the time, but only Harper and Tom roll for who they woke up with. The Looter and Jayla just like...
Yeah. We got nothing.
What the heck?
Blue vagina or whatever a purple person has.
Violet? Dark purple.
White?
I feel like the internet believes that there was actually a kiss that took place.
Wait, oh, I saw that picture.
Well, there was multiple.
No, I think that's just wishful thinking. Thrifty, that's called fanfic.
Guys, let's keep the smut.
To the maximum. Keep it to the max and send it to me.
All right. I also, before it's like logically doesn't make sense anymore, I decided to kit Harper out. I took 2,000 gold to give him stuff. Before we leave Taylor's Hope, so to speak. And also a bubble of 5,000 for whatever I said I have, but I didn't pick it.
I don't know what you're saying.
What are you saying?
So, like, if we come, like, you need a lot of rope. You don't have it. I'm like, yes, I do. Remember when I said I have a bubble of 5,000?
Just to make up shit?
What?
I don't think Rufus
No, you can't do that.
Why not? I can't just say I throw a bomb that I bought at Paler's Hope.
You cannot say that. I hate that idea.
I have a machine gun. Why, can't you just why does a warden have a machine gun?
Can't you just like conjure it from out in the wild?
I can count on weapons and stuff.
What did you buy for 2,000 whatever, Tim Tim?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I got a belt that increases my, wait for it, healing surge by 1 point.
What?
Yep.
Really? That's it?
It was very cheap.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
I bought a glove.
It's like a cracked sash.
It's like it's just a extension cord. I bought some gloves that allow me once a day to break a creature's resistance. I bought, I believe, acrobat boots, which allow me to get up as a minor action if I'm ever prone. And I think it's a +2 to athletic checks. They're like one of the best boots you can buy without spending a lot
of money. You bought a lot of shit.
I mean, I bought the lowest level of things I didn't have yet.
That's probably smart.
And I think I bought a bracer, but I don't remember what it was. It was like 600 gold that probably just did something stupid.
The only... I'm sorry. I always find it fun to get my notes from... Oh. What were you going to say?
It gave me a +2 to my basic range attacks, which includes acid orb.
That's great news.
Wait. I thought all we bought was like some jerky, dog sausage, and like some fucking lemon tarts or some shit.
That's probably it. We are gonna definitely die.
Okay. We got ancient creme brulee and strawberry shortcake for Harper.
And silken rope.
Yes, and silken rope.
Oh my god, why did we do that?
Because you guys wanted to make Harper happy, so you guys had to guess. You rolled.
We cannot literally go through every goof we had last episode.
Last thing. It's my only note from last episode is that Harper's brother's name is Geraldton.
It is already in the wiki. Thank you.
His brother's name is what?
Geraldton.
Geraldton.
No, Geraldton with a J.
Like Carlton with a J. Like,
Steph Kingston, for already putting that in the wiki.
You are a beautiful demon.
I have a question for Harper, or for Tim. Abs Harper. I have a question for Harper. What cost do you make items?
The exact cost at which you find them in the store. Yeah, I'll answer that for you.
Thank you. It's just the magical cost. It's like you can either buy it at a store for 10,000 gold, or I take 10,000 golds of magical trash and turn it into the whatever.
Right. In theory, if you're not in a big city or something like that, you just won't have access to the stuff. But Harper can make it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have a few things that I think, like, if you could make them into something else, it would be way more useful to you guys. Because I feel like you guys should have absence amulets, which are pretty much like amulets of non-detection, so Tiamat can't find you. Any attempts to scry on you or your location or objects in your possession fail as if the target did not exist or exist.
That sounds like a tinfoil hat-ass thing, and I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm wearing an amulet of seduction. Which is a little important.
Never mind.
Have you made anything fall in love with you in a while? Not in a while.
I'm keeping that trouser snake coiled.
Which is funny because the last thing you tried to do was the Hydra. And the cloak / armor I found underground at my family's house was the Laughing Death Armor. Those of you guys playing at home.
I like to imagine that there's people actually playing at home. They just like they pause the podcast and then they say their stuff and then they let it go and everybody laughs and they're like, I'm funny.
They love me so much.
We're gonna get murdered by that person at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is anyone else buying anything else? Do you want to? You have zero magical components right now, so you can't really do any rituals. Do you want to transfer some of your money into magical components?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much would you like to make?
5,000.
All right.
Really? That's just my go-to number.
Could I buy some holy symbols of Arathis? I only have two left.
Wait, what did you do with the other ones?
Well, I'm giving them to people.
She's evangelizing.
What the shit do you think I'm doing with it?
Come on.
All right, sure. You guys can buy whatever you want. I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
I would like to lower that to 1,500.
1,500?
After consulting his notes.
I don't remember how much they are. I don't have the character thingy.
You could probably, you could get any level of Symbol of Arathis you want. You want to get a nice one? You want to get a shitty one?
I already have, like, one for myself that's really nice. I just want, like, little shitty ones that I can pass out to people to be
you
like...
You need, like, gold pieces.
Give me your shittiest symbol, okay. Okay, like, 15 of them.
Can I spend 50 gold on them to then have some...
Sure.
Okay. Cool.
All right, I am updating the Gurgle doc as we speak.
I was going to say, are you doing that or you want me to do it?
I'm doing it.
Okay.
I would like cold weather... clothes. I would like all of the bombs that Watari used in that episode of Drunks and Dragons where he made fun of us for not buying bombs.
Those are not available in Paler's Hope.
What? Dang it.
Goddamn liberal.
Aludra would like to buy boots with the fur and apple bottom jeans.
and a whole club to look at her.
Exactly. But she was already there last night. And she didn't like it. She was very embarrassed when everyone was looking at her.
I would like to go to the magic store and buy... I need to redo my rituals because I didn't understand... So write in and tell me if I'm wrong, but the way that I read rituals is you can't do them unless you're trained in that skill.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about that myself. Because I thought you could just do them if you could buy them. If you buy the ritual, you could just do it.
Right, because it's the key skill thing. And it makes sense for some things, it's fine, but it's like, Harper wouldn't be able to talk to a god and raise him from the dead using religion, you know?
It does make sense that Harper wouldn't be able to raise somebody from the dead.
Right.
I agree with that.
Right. So I'm just kind of like taking it, I'm not sure, I might be misreading, but tell me I'm wrong or right, chatting room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance, all right? I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills. especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So are we ready? We're ready to enter the world of whatever this world is called.
This is so exciting.
Oh, someone call it, the guy that made the map calls it Drunkeros.
Drunkeros?
Yes!
I love that so much.
Oh my, that's wonderful. So happy now. Drunkeros.
Yeah, Drunkeros.
Okay. What's a good honorific for a guy who's the head of the council?
Sir?
Oh, Magister? Marquis. Marquis.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Marquis.
Marquis?
Marquis?
In Final Fantasy XII, they said Marquis. So that I was like, that's not how you say it.
Actually, that is a valid pronunciation, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now on
Dauphin? What is it? Dauphin?
Dauphin? I don't know how to pronounce anything in French.
I think you guys are still just waking up from your night at the club. Is that
Oh, yeah, right? We're definitely...
I think we technically left, but we might be doing a slight bit of retcon, which because...
Okay.
Yeah, I think last time we did leave, but...
Oh, you left? Oh.
Or we
that
were,
was
like,
a mistake.
Out.
We're heading out.
Yeah, we didn't leave yet.
Okay, so you guys are heading out.
Yeah.
You're heading towards the exit, and a large retinue of people comes up to you. There's lots of guards, and the guy you remember from the biggest seat at the Council of Eight, he's no longer wearing the powdered wig.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have his gavel, but he is still an imposing man. You remember that he was Councilman Morgan, and he approaches you and says, "Paylor's Hope counts on you, adventurers."
Well, we won't let you down, sir.
Morgan! You can't make us do anything. I'm a free man.
I thought we agreed that you would go and talk to the people from Bahamut's.
We did, but I wanted to make a Morgan Freeman joke. Carry on.
I don't get it. My last name is Morgan. My first name is not Morgan.
It's a goof.
I don't understand your race's humor.
Tom, what do you... Who's Morgan Freeman?
He's God, of course.
God?
He's the God that I believe in.
He's Fuck the God apples. Of Dragonborn.
Yeah. Instead of Uthgar.
Morgan, when we return, you will all know the name Harper, Wormsbane, Vidalis. Jayla, do you have a last name?
No.
Harper, just your
Jayla.
Last name is Vidalis, too.
What? No, you're Vidalis.
Your middle name's Wormsbane.
What? Harper Wormsbane Vidalis. No, my first name's Titus.
Okay.
I think we forget that constantly.
Yeah.
That your name's not actually Harper.
Well, the entire fate of civilization is hanging in the balance. It's basically all up to you guys.
Ooh. Yeah, good luck with no those pressure. Witches here. And those demons. Remember? Huh?
There are that is a serious problem. Hopefully nothing bad happens while you're gone. I wanted you to leave with some tokens of our appreciation for all your risking.
That's it. Wonderful.
It's not a watch, is it? Because I can't tell time.
To you, Madam Dwarf.
Oh.
I present you with this belt.
This is a belt of vigor. I've always wanted one of these. That's great. It helps with my recuperative abilities.
I hear it helps with your recuperation type things.
It does. It gives me a bonus to my healing surge value, which is very high.
Like the thing I have.
Yeah. It's like a better version of what your friend Titus Harper has.
Hey, what's up?
I need it more than him.
His is a level 12 magic item.
His is a... So she has a monster cable extension cord?
Yes.
It's wrapped around several times.
And gold plated for a better connection.
Yeah. And to you, Sir Dragonborn.
Yeah.
I present you with this ring.
This ring?
It's a ring of giant something or other. I wrote it down.
Tom holds out his left hand with his marriage ring finger.
He starts crying.
He's ready. I've dreamed of this day since I was a young dragon man.
I won't accept it unless he puts it on that finger.
Michael, is it a ring of giants?
Sure.
What does it do? You cut out.
It gives you bonuses when you make critical hits and stuff.
Oh, I don't do that, though.
I've taken the liberty to already put it on your character sheet in the character builder.
Oh, damn it.
It's filling a slot that was empty, so
yeah,
I don't feel like you'd have a lot to complain about.
Morgan, this is very specific.
How do you know so much about us?
To you, large purple lady.
Jayla.
That's rude. She has a name.
Well, I am purple and I am large, but my name is Jayla.
To you, Jayla, I present this brooch.
Wait.
And he hands you a brooch. What does it look like?
Are you talking about what I sent you?
Yeah.
I think it's just a wondrous item. I think it's just a thing.
Oh, okay.
So whatever you want it to
you,
look like.
I hand this thing.
This non-slighted magical item.
Is this what I think it is?
It is, indeed.
You got me a demon binder?
Well.
That's what every girl wants.
By 5-star.
Some of the cleaning folk in your hotel room heard you talking about it, and I just figured I'd pick one up for you.
Wow, this is amazing. This is so cool. Like, with this, I can take a demon, and I can just make a will attack against it. And then I can trap it in here and then send it to the abyss.
Man, that seems really useful in your current situation.
There are so many demons around.
Yeah, but the abyss is that car. Oh, no. We should get in this and go to car.
Send ourselves there.
Oh, shit, this is terrible.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would not be a pleasant ride.
For you, Titus Harper.
Yes. I'm ready to feel the honor of my hometown.
Now, you might be wondering what sort of magical item I'm presenting you with.
Yes, I am indeed.
Well, I'm not presenting you with a magical item.
What the shit? Why would you open it like this?
I'm presenting you with something much better.
Ah!
Two magical items.
A promise.
Oh, boy.
This sounds like bullshit.
This ought to be good.
Harper gets down on his knees and puts his hands in the dirt, and there's a smoldering, please tell me what it is.
He motions to one of the guards, and they hand him a case. It's sort of like a briefcase kind of size thing.
Is it mahogany? Is it like rosewood?
It is.
Like reddish?
It's beautiful.
Like lacquered?
It is. It's actually wicked fancy looking.
Is it made of the bones of dragons?
No, it's wood.
He opens up the case and light spills out of it. No, wait. That doesn't happen.
It's Pulp Fiction. It's a.
He opens up the case and inside you see a powdered wig, a gavel, and a brooch. Or, no, a pendant. Or a brooch. Let's go with a brooch.
Do boys wear brooches?
I don't know. It's a thing that you wear on your shirt.
Dorothy, did you know that sometimes there are brooches that you can also wear as a necklace? There you go. That's what it is.
I didn't know that. That changes everything.
You can put
he
it on.
He closes the box
chain.
And walks away. He's like, nope.
If you can complete your missions, your many, many missions, including closing the gaping hole to the abyss and ridding this land of demons, then you will have truly saved our entire realm. And the House of Harper having a spot on the Council of Nine would be the least we could do.
You know, it's really confusing. Will you have a council of eight and then there's another council that's a council of nine, or the name changes when you add people to the council?
It just changes,
that's,
yeah.
You should just come up with one name, man. If you keep fluctuating like that, why, you know?
Well, but if we called it the Council of Nine and there was only eight people on it, it would be very confusing, don't
right,
you think?
Right, right. That's why I just leave your numbers out of it since you fluctuate so much. I mean,
well,
this
but
is
we
just,
already had the number and it's just yeah. People already always call it that.
Well,
can someone make a perception check?
I will
on
make
Harper?
One.
is he crying a
I
lot
got a 26.
Right now, probably?
Jesus. Well, so while this argument is happening, you see him tremble and tears are just landing consistently on the ground.
So
you can't see his face because his hair is covering his eyeballs because he's still on his knees.
But you can see the puddle forming underneath his face.
Can I put my hand on his shoulders in like a you did good, Harper, you did good?
That'll do, pig.
That'll do.
And Jayla actually says, that'll do, pig, and Harper loves it. He's like, pig. I did do a pig.
Harper stands up, jumps up, throws his head back, his tears fling up. It's anime as heck.
Oh my god.
He throws back his laughing cloak thing, I forget what it's called, laughing death cloak, points at Morgan, and he says, this will be done as sure as my name is Lord Titus Harper III, and you will always remember this day because you are a hero. And it's anime as hell. There's Bishy Sparkles, the sun.
Everybody just stops and staring.
The sun crests the hill at that exact moment.
Tim grasps, Harper grasps the sun. Because that's what you do in anime.
I destroy the sun.
We are so thankful that you're going on this quest for us that we'll even let you keep calling yourself Lord Titus Harper before the quest is complete.
Oh, cool.
I had to fight for that one.
Well, that's the least you could do. So, okay, so we just have to save the entire planet, and then I get to be a part of this one town's council. Cool!
But if we save the entire planet, then there'll be other towns.
And,
so,
I'll rule them all.
Oh,
Wow.
I didn't know you were so power hungry.
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Harper, you better watch yourself.
Now, have you thought about your plan once you're out the gates?
Well, obviously.
Well, first of all, getting out is going to be a problem. You know this, right?
No, you said that we could just leave.
You did say
okay.
That.
Okay. We can open the gates.
Okay. Don't see a problem.
So far, it's great.
Well, okay. Come with me.
I'd love to.
Okay.
So he marches you guys up to the battlements. There's a big wall that's surrounding all of Paler's Hope. And he takes you guys all the way up the top. You walk up all these winding stairways. It's very tiring. You get all the way to the top. And you look out and there's sort of this. So you see these sort of flying demon creatures. And they're just, like, flying constantly. There's, like, lots of them, and they're just flying right at the city, and they're bouncing off some sort of
now,
clear bubble type thing.
Thrifty, at this point, I'd like to remind you that I do speak Abyssal. Mm-hmm. So do I hear them saying anything?
Man.
Well, these are big, like, bird demon things called Vrocks, they'll tell you. And so they're just sort of going,
They're saying Vrock, maybe, Vrock, Vrock.
Right. You might occasionally hear, like, we'll kill you, rip you from limb to limb, stuff like that.
Guys,
they're
I,
saying, I am Vrock.
Guys, I speak Abyssal, and those demons aren't nice.
They are bad news.
Thank you, Tom.
I can confirm.
So these are the bad demons.
Yeah, got these it. Are.
Not the cool demons.
Cigarettes
these
behind
these aren't like your dad.
They smoke cigarettes and they play hacky sack. And I really want to hang out with them, but they won't let me. Why won't they?
Dude, so birds the reason that hacky we haven't would be dope.
The reason we haven't sent anyone to talk to the army amassing of paladins and clerics of Bahamut is, well, every time we've sent someone out the city, they've pretty much immediately been murdered.
I have to ask you, is there a linked portal somewhere on the other side of the city, perhaps with the camp of Bahamut?
Boy, that would be helpful.
It sure would.
That would really, really be great, but be unfortunately, awesome. That is just not a thing that has
Harper,
happened.
Harper, why would that... That doesn't make any sense. If they had it, they would have used it before instead of sending people out to die.
I would take out this piece of chalk here, and I'd draw on the ground for 10 minutes, and then we'd just step through it, and then we'd be there. It'd be great.
So you're going to do that?
I can't do it.
Oh. Yeah. Seems like it's not a thing that's possible.
Maybe I'm the only one that's good in this town. I don't know. Look at Zerd. Zerd, what do you think? How should we get out?
Woo-hoo. Oh, I've been... just sitting here quietly the entire time.
Oh yeah, Morgan, what is Zerd's wonderful item?
Well, Zerd gets to go with you guys. He doesn't get an item.
Oh,
you're welcome, Zerd. Zerd, you get the gift of friendship.
Zerd is just doing his job.
Oh, damn.
This whole time I'm still trying to talk to the birds. I'm in the background. I'm like, in Abyssal, I say, sup?
Have you seen The Wire?
Oh man.
So here's the plans. This is what we're thinking. You are experienced adventurers, so feel free to give me your feedback. But well, there's the inner gate, the outer gate. We're gonna put you through so that you know we can close the inner gate and there won't be just tons of demons pouring in.
Mm-hmm. Like an airlock.
Exactly.
Like an airlock. You will have Paylor's best with you. The sun shields.
Yep. The sun shields? My gosh. Ooh. My gosh.
What are the sun shields?
Like, well,
they should be called the copper tones.
They are the pride and joy of Paylor's Hope, and they're the guards who keep us all safe.
Every young boy in Paylor's Hope plays sun shields and robbers.
And my own son has requested to lead this garrison.
What is
you
his,
mean?
What's his name?
His name is Aram Morgan.
I know Aram Morgan.
Is he a captain?
He is a captain. He is, in fact, the captain of the entire Sunshields.
Wow. He became the captain of Sunshields, huh?
Yeah, he served with Harper's brother.
Oh. Jarlton?
Not Jarlton. Jarlton was the nice one. It was his other brother.
Oh, FaZe?
What?
FaZe. FaZe Harper.
How do you spell that? How do you spell it?
P-H-A-Z-E?
The Z really makes it.
And I didn't want Aram going out there.
Well,
he's my third oldest son and well, the pride and joy of the House Morgan.
How many sons do you have?
17.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
You guys are prolific.
You need to zip it up.
How many wives do you have?
You like to fuck.
Also 17.
Oh. Yeah,
okay,
that's
well, that makes sense.
That's
a little better. Well, Sir Morgan, we will definitely take care of Captain Morgan, and we will be happy to have him with us.
You damn right we'll take care of Captain Morgan.
It just occurred to me.
Are you serious?
In my notes, it says Captain of the Guard, Aaron Morgan, and I never put together.
Michael.
Wow.
Sir, how did you not think about this when you were naming your son?
Well, Morgan's my last name. But, so here's the deal. We have a representative from the White Spire who's going to cloak you with invisibility.
Zerd?
Is it Zerd?
No. Oh.
Zerd, do you hear him trash talking you right now?
Oh, what is this crack in the ground over here? I think this might be a portal. Someone take a look.
We've got the...
I do an arcana check on the crack. One. Is it a portal?
You're not sure.
The you're not sure is the world's greatest arsenal in the DM handbook.
my goodness.
Here's the plan in a nutshell. You guys are invisible. Throw open the gates. Sun shields charge out. Take on any rocks or other demons in the area. And you just ride as fast as you can.
Okay.
Once you're away from Paylor's Hope, in theory, there probably won't be as many demons. Every scout we've sent out has been killed. So can't really confirm that.
That's fucked up.
So we do have horses?
We have horses. We bought them.
And a wagon.
And a wagon.
The wagon is going to slow you down a bit. Most of the land-based demons won't be able to catch up to your horses, but that wagon.
So is there... Was the wagon the best idea? Why did we have the wagon?
Because we like to get shit.
We like to buy...
Oh, you've never played Skyrim. Whenever you run out of carry space, you get very stressed out because you don't get to loot as many things. So now this way, we can loot as much corpses as we want.
What you actually do is you kill everybody in a random house, and then you just keep that for yourself.
It's my house now. Everyone's dead.
No one ever comes to check on them.
Oh, no.
I think you actually got it for Zerd.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Zerd? God, Zerd!
God damn it, Zerd!
The most useless wizard of all time!
Oh, did someone say Zerd?
Zerd.
Listen, I love Zerd.
You know what? Hey, what? Go ahead.
A dwarven lady, is that, I noticed something in your ear. It's a coin! Oh, look! Here, you can keep that. It's a real copper. Wow.
Oh, a whole copper.
That's great.
That's cheap parlor tricks, not true sorcery.
What's a parlor?
It was great. I loved it.
Sorry, were you going to say something?
I just imagined Eludra acting like Lucille towards Jean Parmesan.
that's just getting the Jean Parmesan. Ah!
That's what I was trying to invoke just then, but I feel like I didn't properly do it. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe if you were an evoker, you would have done it.
Oh, if only. I'm not. I have no Parmesan. Parmesan? Charisma.
I have no Parmigiano.
I don't have Parmesan either.
And that's you're why you that. Leave a note.
Exactly. This sounds like a good plan. Dozens will die, but it's for the good of the realm.
I mean, sacrifices must be made.
Just, you know, if you could be quick, I'd like to not lose my favorite son.
Listen, there is no demon strong enough or skill too challenging enough to stop us.
All right, then.
Don't worry, Dad. You won't lose me.
Who are you again?
He thinks that you're... like engaged to him somehow because you gave him a ring. It's
yeah,
like...
you put a ring on my finger that makes you my dad in Dragonborn law.
He's from an old sect.
So, did you give Bucky a ring?
Bucky's dead.
No, this is not true.
I don't know who this Bucky is, but that
I gave Bucky. I gave Bucky a great sword, which is like makes me a super dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Point. Okay, good.
Super dad. This is different.
I made him do, you know, 10,000 stump grinds.
There's different levels of dad. There's dad and there's super dad. And
there's ghost dad. And only Lord Cosby has ever achieved that status.
Oh, why don't you get to the ethereal plane? Ooh.
Oh, buddy. Dog sausage pudding pop. Oh, God. Wait, let's...
I'm dead.
Let's have more Bill Cosby impressions. This is great.
And let's have them all be the worst.
It's so timely.
Rudy!
Yeah, I'm good at impressions.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer, sometimes we like to make Jennifer do an impression. Go.
I will not. I will not do it.
Jennifer, do Christopher Walken.
I cannot.
Come on.
You guys are giving me stress. I don't like it.
Jennifer, do the second youngest daughter from Full House.
You mean
how rude.
Stephanie?
How rude. I forgot for
that
a second.
That was actually bad. You didn't do it right. How rude.
I can the only impression that I can do Tanner? Is Horrible from Comedy Bang Bang.
I can do a good Michelle.
Go ahead.
You got it, dude. Hey, kid, you got it.
That's not what she says.
That hey, is what her. She says.
I thought we were doing a D&D podcast.
Hey, here's a...
Not an impression podcast.
Here's an impression of the second oldest daughter. Give me some meth!
Oh, no.
Oh,
a very timely joke.
You know what I like? Is that earlier in the live chat, there was somebody who was like, hey, is this a good place for me to be if I'm trying to learn how to play D&D?
Oh!
Yep. 50, you were saying that you need to have us just randomly roll more during these exchanges. Roll a history check. Do you remember how to impersonate Bill Cosby?
I don't like it.
So, yeah. So, a large company of dudes in white and silver armor come up to you. They're holding shields that... have giant sunbursts on them.
By Palor
Shield. Is that
shield.
Only dudes, or are there dudettes there also?
Oh, there are of course dudettes.
Okay, gotcha. Good. That's what I thought.
This is such a great
could
honor.
Dude in my... Oh. Often is not gender.
Gender neutral.
Right. Gender neutral. All right.
Gender all neutral encompassing.
Michael, I have a question. Could I roll to look at a perception of their shields to see if they are better than Aludra's shield, or if Aludra has a better shield?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Michael.
The joys of an audio podcast. In living in a world where everyone's name is John, Matt, and Michael.
God, there's okay. So many of you guys. I can't say anything. It's a Jennifer, I guess.
True. I got a 36.
Wow.
Her shield is totally better.
Okay. Jayla would like to say in Dwarven to Aludra, I see that they have great shields, but from what I have heard of yours, it is clearly the best.
You speak Dwarven?
Yeah.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
Aludra's face turns bright pink.
Harper walks over and claps Jayla on the back like, oh, she has some honey cake stuck in her throat, probably.
Aludra chokes. And she's like, this is a great shield. It's a great craftsmanship. Thanks.
She'd probably do the thing that she described last time, where she would just describe everything.
That's
in
what
detail.
That's what I was doing without actually giving
Tom mutters under his breath in Draconic, I don't understand what the fuck they're talking about half the time.
Jayla will reply back in Draconic, Tom, we're just trying to get to know each other.
What? Jayla speaks Draconic as well?
Yeah, she does.
She knows so
what
many
else does
things.
She speak?
Common.
Aludra says, Sugoi!
Harper says in Elven, these motherfuckers crazy.
Harper doesn't know Elven.
He does know Elven.
Is that true?
I switched it.
From what?
Who knows?
We all just listen.
It was you had some weird one. Didn't
I
you?
Like deep speech or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It always that sounds really cool to pick deep speech.
Knowing,
but...
like coming up with demons though, or are those just mostly drow?
It's like drow drogger.
Okay.
Demons speak. What is the thing that demons speak?
Abyssal
Bachman?
And infernal.
Abyssal. 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 I say in abyssal,
Sin Murab Draka.
That's a thing that I made up. Is that cool?
It sounds like Dothraki.
Right.
It was metal as hell. Keep doing it.
It sounded like also like Hebrew a little bit.
I can't do pig squeals. I tried to do a pig squeal.
I don't know
like,
what to
do. Like, I can't do it.
So as you guys are just gibbering in different languages. The most bold and most handsome of the guards comes up to Harper and goes, "Hey, Harper, it's me, Aram.
Aram.
I remember you.
Yeah, oh, there you are. Oh, what's up?
I miss your brother.
Oh. Faze?
Faze.
Yeah. Let me tell you, like, it's hard being one of the last Harpers left." And then Harper does that old-timey handshake. You know when it's like two bros go to handshake, but they miss, and they go like 7 inches up, and they clasp arms, and it's metal as hell.
Is that metal?
It's so metal. Because they always have like leather bracers.
Yeah. I guess what's metal when you go to Christian high school is a little different.
And then they eat non-white albacore tuna, which is like, that's crazy.
It's so metal.
Do you guys have tribal tattoos?
Harper has not tribal tattoos. They're from burns during training. Anyways.
But they're barbed wire going around his bicep.
It's barbed wire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best to make the memory of Faze happy. I know he's up there scowling down at me saying, "Harper, you always were a piece of shit. But today you're a good piece of shit."
That sounds like Faze.
Yeah. Tell me, what was it like?
I served with Faze, right?
Yeah, I know. Because Faze was the one that was going to be a part of the Palor Shields. And, you know.
Yeah. The Sun Shields, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were bunkmates.
Bunkmates?
Oh, that's right.
Can you tell me anything? I did not speak with him in so long. And
he wasn't a big fan of yours. I'm not going
to
lie.
Damn it. Why? I'm about to risk my life to save the world. Why?
Well, I want you to go avenge him.
I can do this for you.
Go show those effers what the F.
Oh, yeah.
Harper does not respond. He doesn't know what that means.
What's the F?
I think that what he means, go show those fuckers.
What the fuck?
What's the fuck?
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll fuck a demon for you.
Oh.
What?
Ow. Harper.
Is that what?
In Abyssal, Tom says, "Nice."
My man.
You are Faze's little brother.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a memento I could take of Faze? Maybe a lock of hair or his lucky plus 17 wagon of teleportation?
Or a picture of him fucking a demon.
Gross.
We'd always do that. That's make me brother. Watch. I hated it. I hated Faze so much. It was so terrible.
Well, I don't have a lock of hair. Well, I do have a lock of hair, but I need to keep that. I don't have a plus 17 whatever. I can give you this caricature of me and Faze that we had a lot. Done of us the last harvest festival.
Fucking a demon.
I'm holding a football.
Your head is so big in this picture.
Because I like sports. And Faze is fucking a demon for some reason.
He likes demons.
Because he liked fucking demons.
You know what? This is just my face. Thank you.
Wow, you got over that really quickly.
This film. I will cherish this always.
Lydia's thinking in her head, Harper's family is so confusing.
I miss my family. They're so great. Best family in all the drunk roofs.
My family were all clones.
What's it like having a family all alive at one time?
I don't remember.
Oh.
So you guys head down to the gates. Every once in a while, a rock pings off of the magical force field.
Does it look like a Gungan bubble shield, or is it invisible?
It's invisible until they make contact.
Radical.
And when they make contact, you see sort of orangish, yellowish, lightning-y lines popping off from
where
they
made contact. Is this like the
Hunger Games?
Yes.
Yeah, is it in like a hexagon grid?
Yeah.
No, it's not a hexagon grid.
Damn.
Because
that would be that would be technology as opposed to magic.
Mm. Well,
In your world, it's called technology and all those.
Right.
Yep.
Any sufficiently advanced technology would be indistinguishable from magic.
Oh my God, George, I missed you so much.
So they lead you through the inner gates, the portcullis chunks down behind you. You're surrounded on each side by, there's 20 sun shields on one side and 20 sun shields on the other side.
Nice.
The incantation is complete and you are covered in invisibility.
What does the representative of the White Spire look like?
He, it's an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. He, is wearing red robes. He has a pointy mustache.
Ooh. Is it long or short? Oh, it's a mustache. Never mind.
It could be a long mustache.
Yeah. If it's he could have like pointy. A Fu Manchu. Yeah.
It could be like a Salvador Dali situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could, but it's not.
Okay.
Okay. Idiot. He pauses before he whisks. Like, I have to drink.
Thank you for ruining my dreams.
Right. So he's got a big old magic-y wand, and he casts a spell, and then all you guys just disappear.
I feel around for backs of everyone to touch their backs and just say, I've got your back.
Oh, you literally have my back, Harper.
Give it back!
Aram is in the middle of giving like this rousing speech to all of the sun shields and how, you know, this is the hope of the world. And we have to, even if we all die, it'll be worth it because these people are going to save the world and save our families. And, you know, he's just giving this, everyone's all like super pumped. They're just broing wicked hard.
This is our Independence Day.
Tonight, we are canceling the apocalypse.
This is Paylor's hope.
And there's at this point there's like there's just a whole bunch of demons all just right up on the outer gate, just waiting to try to get in. They're all just, you know, scratching at the, you know, hands reaching in, and just they just want to taste human blood.
I know that Eludra is invisible, but imagine, if you will, she brings out her hammer and she smiles. A wicked smile. She's ready to throw some demons. Yeah. Not in a sexual way. In a death way.
That needs
her
to
grill
be fine
sparkles
now.
Through her beard in the moonlight.
This is not true. This is slander or libel or whatever one is the appropriate one. I never know.
One's printed, one's spoken.
I can't
libel
remember.
Libel is print. No, libel is spoken, I think.
Shut up. Okay. So the gate starts going up and demons start trying to kind of come through the bottom, and the sun shields are, you know, using their spears to like stab them as they're coming through. And so as the gate gets higher and higher, and they're just fighting and fighting. And you guys feel a warmth on your chest.
Is it our tattoos?
Is there
somebody pee on me?
Ow. Ow.
Owie.
It is your tattoos.
I smell almonds.
Our tattoos.
And, and they start glowing.
That's really great for being invisible. Thanks, Arathis. You fuck.
They start growing brightly.
Does that mean that Arathis is by us, or there's another person of Arathis?
You feel like Arathis might be by you, but you also feel like you're no longer invisible.
Oh, fuck.
Arathis, thank you for honoring us with this, but...
It's really...
Jayla will be so happy because she feels so close to Arathis right now. But then she will realize that she is not invisible anymore.
She can't.
She puts her clothes back on.
Aram has a demon by the throat, and he's stabbing it, and he yells, "Run! Run, you fools!"
Let's do this. And when he means run, he means our horses.
Right. Yeah. He means your horses should run.
And Zerd is in the wagon.
Zerd is taking a nap, weirdly enough.
Zerd!
He's the worst wizard.
And that's what we're going to call our episode.
We charge.
What will happen?
Charge into the gates of heck.
Now, I had intended us doing this skill challenge for the bulk of this episode.
Whoops.
Somehow,
whoopsies.
We got off topic again.
It's so weird. That
Thrifty, you need to plan out the time when you want things to happen and then shift it an hour. That'll solve all of your problems.
It actually works out pretty well for me because episode 2 didn't have a lot going on yet.
So, there's a demon.
I guess you'll fight some of them. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Drunks and Dragons 4th edition Dungeons and Dragons Real Play Podcast. Thank you so much for giving us these wonderful 5-star iTunes reviews. Really, it's the only way for people to find us on iTunes is to give us lots of wonderful reviews, like the following that we got in the last week or so.
Deadliest Envelope says, D&D Greatness, just found this podcast a short time ago, and what a ride it has been, the person. I've been back to the beginning and have been powering through the backlog. All I can say is, Sly Flourish! Dup3 from Canada says, G'day, mate! This podcast is lols. I love this podcast. It's helping my work day and driving go by much faster. I'm on episode 68, and I'm just starting to notice Thrifty pronounce both like both. That is true. What's wrong with you?
Both. Both.
Both.
What do you say?
It's like both.
Both.
Both. Both.
Wait, Thrifty,
both. I would like
say
both of those.
I do definitely say both. I don't know why.
Thrifty, say milk.
Milk.
Okay, say pillow.
Pillow.
Okay, we're good. What? Some people say like milk. Like milk.
I do feel like we have a few different regional dialects in this podcast.
That's a weird. I had never noticed that way before, but I absolutely do, and it feels super weird to try to say both.
Both.
Yeah, but it sounds both. Right.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Dup3ing.
We love you.
That's hilarious. Kind of American thing. Also, what's our good friend Footpad Collar up to these days?
Footpad Collar, man, who knows? Maybe he's alive. Maybe he's hiding out. Maybe he's dead.
Oh, man.
No.
He's definitely
maybe he's been
demon.
Slaughtered. Maybe he hasn't been slaughtered.
Sir Quilliam says, Dragon Boners. Tom met a changeling while he was getting Blood Drinker back and a crow person who sounded like Master Splinter. That is a great review. Carloni says, not a player, just a listener. I have never played a game of D&D in my life, but I like you guys at Cast of Thrones, so I gave it a listen. Fun to listen to, and that is all I ask from my podcasts. Hayes Greenwood says, one dicey podcast. Episode 83 was the funniest thing ever. Thanks much for the insanity. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you for thanking us for the insanity.
You know what? Thank you.
And then they're going to thank us for thanking them. I'm confused already.
Mm. Yeah. So much thanks.
Yeah.
So, guys, we just really appreciate those reviews. And, you know, go tell a friend. Go to your local gaming store.
Tell them. Put up flyers.
Tell them about how there's this podcast and it hopefully makes you happy.
I've definitely told people at my local gaming store about the podcast, but like posing as somebody who's just like heard of it.
Hey guys, you heard this podcast?
Well, I mean, one cool thing to do is if you want to play Dungeons and Dragons with yourself, but some of your friends who either play like Magic or play like Ticket to Ride or Settlers of Catan or whatever aren't going to be into it. Like, no, listen to this. It's really whatever you like about it. I don't want to be presumptuous. But then you can kind of ease them in. Like, oh, it's not just drinking Mountain Dew in your parents' basement. You get to open to the world of magic, and it's so much fun.
I do think it's very different than a lot of people think it is. So, I don't know. Maybe you'll change some mind.
Just like that one review we got that said they don't play D&D. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen to us.
It's like a radio. It's
attack.
Yeah.
Yep.
But please definitely check out all of our offerings on geeklyinc.com/store. If you want to buy a shirt or some junk. And, I don't know, come to our forums, look at all the beautiful fan art. Follow us on Facebook. If you want to talk to us, we're on the Tweeters, and Jennifer Cheek is on Tumblr.
I am. I'm at yourgirltiamat.tumblr.com.
If you want to talk to us on Twitter, we're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman. I'm also on Hello Kitty Online under the same name.
Yes! So great.
Do you play Dota 2? Do you want to play Dota 2 with Tim? I'm Tim Sobuff on Steam. Just add me.
Would you like to contribute to me being a Dota widow? I'm cool with that.
I haven't played in like 5 days. So
do you play dog now to love Do you me. Play Disney Infinity? Do you want to play on the Wii U with me? I'll let you be Elsa.
Should be Elsa. That's good shit.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other geekly shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com to see some amazing fan art, hit up the forums to learn more about The Wizard, and head to our shop to grab some merchandise that even Blood Drinker would approve of. When you've finished learning all about Harper's dark past, head over to our iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want Aludra's bad luck to rub off on you. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, watch out for traitorous pirate women, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Woo! That's so good.
That shit's so good.
So much. Every time, it gets me.
I just realized I can delete my Google Doc, which is script for Nika that I made.
Oh, no, if you ago. Send it over, because I can do different ones.
I never finished it.
Oh.
So thank you so much for joining us this week. Be back next week when finally we'll be out of this city.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe we'll just, maybe they'll turn around and go back and
yeah. Nope. Give fuck saving the world. Let's see how long we're going to roll this thing in the ground.
See how many times Bachman tries to engage a demon in conversation by saying, sup?
It is even more than you would think.
It's all of it.
But until that time... It's been dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.